Hey everybody, thanks a lot for joining us today on Code Chat. My name is Jeremy Foster, and you can find me online at codefoster.com or on Twitter at codefoster, but I'm sure you probably know that by now. But you probably don't know who's with me today. With me today is James. How are you doing, James?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
You good?
Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you tell the crowd who you are, where you work?
Sure. My name is James Lau, and I'm the lead program manager on the new OneNote API, which is the topic of today's show, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm really excited to talk about OneNote is like my, you've heard people say this before, right? OneNote is my brain.
Yes, that is our goal, actually, to make OneNote people's brains.
Yeah, I think OneNote is my family's brain. My wife and I use, you know, these common, you know, family scenarios,
right,
where I go to the store to get something and then I see something else appear on the list and it's just all happening live. That's great.
Yeah, shared notebook is definitely a great feature.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder, I know I use a combination of some personal notebooks and some shared notebooks with my wife, and then a number of public or you know, broader shared mm-hmm. notebooks. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if a lot of people do that type
yeah,
of thing.
I think a lot of people uses OneNote that way. OneNote is one of those tools that's so versatile that, you know, many different people use it for many different reasons.
Yeah.
We know consumers use it for, you know, trip planning, things like event planning, planning a wedding or party planning. And then students use it for school, obviously, and information workers use it at work.
Yeah. Now, I suppose there are going to be some people in the crowd that aren't real familiar with mm-hmm. OneNote, especially, I'm suspecting, in our developer crowd, because I'm a developer and I'm just geeky enough to feel that appeal to just use Notepad mm-hmm. and just do everything with text documents, you know? And so I think there's a lot of people that are like, these newfangled approaches to taking notes. Why would I want anything besides my Notepad? Can you tell us, A, what OneNote is, and B, what gives it its power?
Wow, that's a simple question, but hard to answer.
Those are my favorite kinds of questions.
OneNote is so many things, right? Uh-huh. OneNote at its core, you can think of it as a digital notebook. So the question is, what can you use a notebook for, right?
Mm-hmm.
For many different things. One of the main reasons why you should use it instead of Notepad is because it's automatically backed up in the cloud and syncs across all your different devices. We actually have 9 different clients covering, you know, iPhone, iPad, Android phone, Android tablet,
wow.
Web, 2 versions on Windows, and the web as well.
It's everywhere.
As soon as you put stuff into OneNote, you never have to worry about losing it. Obviously, it also supports richer forms of editing. Every images that gets put inside OneNote gets OCR'd automatically, so you can search within those images. So it's a really powerful tool.
So you're saying that if I take a picture of a menu or a product or something mm-hmm. like that, and that picture lands in my notebook, mm-hmm. in a page in my notebook, yeah. and then I later go search for a word that's in that picture, it'll be able to find that picture?
Yeah, absolutely. So not only when you put an image inside OneNote on the desktop client, that it automatically gets OCR'd. Even if you put an image through the API, it will also get OCR'd. So for example, Office Lens is a pretty popular app on Windows Phone platform. Mm-hmm. It allows you to take pictures of documents, menus, or whiteboards. It does automatically image cleanup, de-skewing, and then puts it inside your OneNote notebook. And things there will also be automatically OCR'd.
Now the de-skewing is really cool. I use Office Lens quite a bit. And I love the fact that I can now just drop a piece of paper on the table, take a picture of it, and it actually looks right because it crops it and orients it for me.
Exactly. Now you can try searching next time you use it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. I'll have to give that a try. Okay, so what is it that gives OneNote its power over Notepad? And you mentioned a few things, and I think you mentioned in passing the fact that you don't have to worry about losing it, and that's mm-hmm. because it's automatically saved, right? I mean, this
right.
kind of changed scenarios for me when my wife and I did a little bit of like collaboration digitally on
yep.
shared space. You know, look, we had it was SkyDrive,
mm-hmm.
and we shared some documents, but it was a matter of saving and which version did you have, and I forgot to save before I closed it, or I saved, but then she saved over it. How does that work now with OneDrive?
So you're with OneNote. By default now, we try to encourage people to save their notebooks on OneDrive in the cloud so that that way it's backed up and synced across different places. Yeah. Also, you also mentioned this, that collaboration is a big capability of OneNote that, you know, at in the consumer scenario, you can share your notebook with people who you're planning a trip with or with your wife who shares a grocery list with you, for example. In the work environment, you can share notebooks across an entire team through Office 365. That's exactly what our team does. We probably have the most ginormous notebook in the world from the OneNote team, and we keep everything in there from, you know, from DevOps schedule to specs to, you know, engineering ramp up content, everything you can imagine. It's all in the team notebook.
Yeah. Yeah, there's this tiering approach to OneNote that gives me pause. Like, I have to stop and think about how I want to organize this, because I might have, you know, my document, my file system, first of all, is a collaboration point. And then I might say, well, instead of collaborating with documents, I'm just going to do it all in OneNote. And so then I get into OneNote, and I have to figure out what notebooks do I want to create, and then within which notebooks, which sections, and then which pages, and then which subpages. What are the various options for?
Yeah, I mean, the way OneNote is structured today mirrors exactly like a physical notebook.
Okay.
So you have a notebook, and then within notebook, you have sections. We actually also have these things called section groups, which is a collection of sections.
Yeah.
But essentially, at a most basic level, you have notebook sections and then pages within those sections. So we've sort of heard this feedback from a lot of people, depending on the type of people you are, how organized you are. Some people really like the flexibility of having this multi-dimensional way of organizing things versus some other people, they would rather just, you know, create a note,
and have it flat.
And then just have it flat. And just, you know, most likely they're going to search for it or look at the recent view and find their notes that way. We support both methods of, you know, usage.
Yeah. Well, for the record, I like it the way it is.
Great.
Take that back to the team. Well, we're not just here to talk about OneNote, because that's a bit of a consumer topic. Anybody could, you know, talk about OneNote, but we are developers. So we want to talk, we want to go to the next stage of geeky, and we want to talk about the OneNote API, right?
Geeky is good, yes.
Geeky is good.
We definitely want to talk about the API.
I can't imagine there are folks that don't know what an API is now. I mean, my wife knows what an API is. So.
I got to check with my wife tonight.
Ask her if she knows what it stands for.
Yeah, I'll ask her that.
I know my grandma doesn't know what an API is, but my wife does. So what's an API, and what's OneNote's API's value add?
So API, is that a serious question?
Yeah. I'm going to make you answer it.
Well, API stands for Application Programming Interface, but our API is actually a REST API, which means it's RESTful. It's a service-based API that lives on the cloud. We have an Azure service running, which talks to users' notebooks living on OneDrive. So you can, through this REST API, you can do essentially any CRUD operations on people's notebooks in the cloud.
Anybody's?
Anybody who has a OneNote notebook on OneDrive.
And you have to authenticate.
Yes. Authentication would be through Microsoft account.
Okay, so this is the ability not only for a human being to use his hands to add stuff and read stuff in OneNote notebooks, but for computer programs to do the same thing. That's essentially what we're talking about.
Exactly right.
Okay, and because it's RESTful, that means that I can do this from an SDK in C#, but I can also do this from my Arduino, right?
Yes, so that's exactly why we sort of went the service route, because it's much more scalable across different platforms. No matter what platform you're on, if you know how to call an HTTP service, then you are good to go with calling our APIs.
And that's pretty much the way you have to architect things these days, right?
Yes. Yes.
The best way to go.
Right.
Yeah, well, and it really opens up a lot of scenarios. Some developers might be in the habit of thinking, API, okay, I can hit that with the code on my machine, in my app, maybe on my website or whatever, but modern RESTful APIs open up these scenarios that my mind just wants to go crazy with in the area of OneNote, because, like I said, I could use an Arduino to do simple HTTP calls.
Yeah, exactly.
And so if I can just compose a message with a really simple script and pass that up to a URL, then all of a sudden I can have my refrigerator creating notes for me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And as a matter of fact, we already have several hardware manufacturers integrating their scanners with OneNote API, the new OneNote REST API.
Wow. Do you have a way that we can play with this right now?
I didn't bring any hardware with me today.
But if you can we do it on my machine?
If you go to OneNote.com/apps, you can see you know, the currently featured apps and devices that has OneNote integration.
Okay. Okay, so we're looking at Brother Web Connection, Cloud Magic. What are some of these that you might want to highlight?
So from a hardware perspective, Brother, Doxy, Epson, and Neat scanners. Mm-hmm. Are the actual scanners that allow you to scan into OneNote.
Okay.
Neat is particularly nifty because it's completely, it's a wireless scanner that's completely untethered. You don't have to plug it into a PC or a Mac. It just from the device itself, it wirelessly scans directly into OneNote.
Okay.
There's also another hardware called LiveScribe. LiveScribe is a company that makes this digital pen. Mm-hmm. I don't have it with me today, but it basically has a tiny camera at the tip of the pen, and the paper has these tiny, tiny dots that you can't really see, but the pen can recognize. So as you write on it, it actually syncs in real time with their iOS app, which in turn you can set it up so that it automatically sends it to OneNote as well. We recently launched an update capability with them so that even after the fact, if you go back onto the same page, physical notebook page, mm-hmm. and write more stuff in it, it can automatically be updated into OneNote.
Okay, what else?
So that's on the device side. On the software side, there are a number of apps. For example, mobile scanning apps like Genius Scan and JotNot. Of course, Windows Phone, Office Lens, I've already mentioned. There's also a number of news aggregator types like Feedly, for example, that allows you to save articles to read later inside OneNote. Mod Notebooks is particularly interesting, actually.
Which one?
This one right here. So these guys, they sell you a $25 physical notebook. And you know, it's a very nice notebook. You can use it. Some people still prefer pen and paper.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're done with it, you mail it back to them, and they automatically scan
that
for you. And you can have that synced with OneNote.
That's an interesting business model. Yeah. And so then you just buy another one, and you just know that these are all going to make it into the cloud.
Right. You can even pay a little extra and have it sent back to you if you want the notebook, the physical notebook.
Okay. And so then I guess it's a matter of the shipping costs and, you know, just covering that business model, but that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Actually, there is one more interesting app that, you know, it's not on the featured apps page yet because it just launched yesterday with an update to add OneNote sync capability. It's called Sight. So if you go to sight.sc, sight.sc, it's a very interesting app. So what this app allows you to do is on your iOS device, on within any app, if you're reading an article, you can take a screenshot. You know, when you press the home key and the power button, you take a screenshot. It will then automatically analyze that screenshot, OCRs it, and tries to find the article online, pulls it down, cleans up the article, and saves it. And they have just updated their app to have the ability to auto-send those articles to OneNote as well.
Oh, perfect.
You know, we're actually...
So whatever you're looking at on your iPhone and wherever it's from, you just take a picture and then bam, you've got that in your OneNote.
Correct. Okay. You can be in a web browser, you can be in Pocket, you can be in anywhere really.
Yeah.
Your favorite news reader. You just take a screenshot and it'll just automatically be saved to OneNote.
All right. Well, hey, I know that we have a playground where we can play with the OneNote API. So can you walk us through that?
Yeah, sure. We actually have two playgrounds right now. We use Apigee. We have two Apigee consoles. One is against our production service. The other one is against our beta service. So we actually have two endpoints. Mm-hmm. One is production, so people can use it to ship software.
Yeah.
We don't charge. It's completely free. And the beta one, we actually use use it to release software for beta purposes, whether we want to get feedback from our customer, things aren't quite ready. So for example, we have some calls in there that we think is not performant enough to be deployed to production, but nonetheless, we want to get it out there for people to start playing with. So what you what you're looking at here is the beta console, which functionally is a superset of what's in production.
Okay, so, good. So you're always going to get the same things plus more.
Yeah, so over here, you can see on the left-hand side, these are just the REST methods, essentially. So, you know, verb plus resource combinations. So, you know, this maps very closely to the user model. So, you know, in the user model, you have notebooks, sections, section groups, and pages. So this just maps exactly.
Okay, so if I'm when I first get here, I'm not authenticated at all, and I need to come in and choose that I want to be, I want to know off to token, right?
That's right.
I need to get authenticated.
Yep, you click that, and then I think there's an orange button that says sign in or something. Yeah, sign in.
Okay.
And then that will prompt you to sign in with your
This is my Microsoft account.
That's correct.
So once I do that, this entire API is me in context. It's my notebooks or my OneDrive.
Exactly. So any operation you do here, it's against your OneNote notebooks on your OneDrive account. So if you click on Get Notebooks.
Notebooks right here?
Yep.
All right.
You can see that, you know, what the request URL is. And in this case, there's nothing else to pass. You click Send to actually make the call.
And if I look at the message that's going right now, it's going to have those authentication headers built into
correct.
It, right?
Okay. Correct. So what this is doing right now is going and fetching your list of notebooks on OneDrive.
Okay.
So here you can see that it's come back. On the left-hand side, you can see the request that was sent. So that was the question you had, the authorization header. That was the token.
Great.
That needed to be passed.
And this is the response,
and this is
awesome.
So here we return essentially an array of JSON objects.
Okay.
Each one representing your notebook.
This is the, yep, there it is. That was the main array there, value.
Yep.
And good. This is exactly what I think a modern developer would expect to see, and they would know exactly how to integrate with that.
Yeah. Now we can try a post call to show folks what it's like to create a page. So if you just go navigate on that left-hand side pane and just click on post pages. So if you click on body, so scroll down a little bit. So this call allows you to create a new page in the default location. Everybody has a default notebook. And
is
default.
This the Quick Notes or
yes,
unfiled notes?
This is the Quick Notes section within your default notebook.
Okay.
Usually called, you know, in your case, Jeremy's notebook.
Yeah.
To create the page, you specify obviously what the page will be or what the page that you're trying to create is. And we let you use HTML to specify the page content. So,
interesting.
You know, go ahead and
so it's not actually perhaps going to be stored as HTML. That's just the language that we might use to
yeah, definitely. So it. The underlying format is definitely not HTML, but we wanted to make it easy for developers. And, you know, HTML is sort of the common denominator these days that everybody knows.
We know that.
So, you know, we actually work really hard to support HTML.
Okay.
Both in the create scenario and also in the reading back scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
So why don't you go ahead and click send.
All right.
So what this will do right now is actually goes and creates that page. Now, when that page is done creating, we actually send you back a deep link. In fact, we send you back two deep links. See, down here you can see OneNote client URL. So if you copy that URL, it will open it in OneNote client. And then you can also copy, or you can use the OneNote web URL. Which
oh, okay, and that'll take you to the web
exactly.
version of, let's
the
try
web
both.
Version, which we call OneNote Online.
There we go.
Yep, there we go. So this was the page that just got created. If you scroll down, you can sort of get a sense of the types of things that we support.
Oh, wow. We've got all kinds of stuff in
there.
Okay, so I have gotten a list of my notebooks. I have posted a page, and then we see that that page exists. One of the questions that I have is, when that page was posted, you directed me to, or just the demo, added some pretty rich information for that page, including all these images and stuff. Is it easy enough to go look at that message and see how it is that we posted images and everything in that message? I mean, it's an HTML, but do I have to send a package that contains the JSON message with the HTML and a bunch of JPEGs that I want to be the body?
So the answer is you can actually keep it very simple. You can just send us text HTML in the post message. So in the request body, you can just send us text HTML if that's what all you want. But you can do more complicated things by using multi-part messages. So for example, if you want to include an image that you want to upload, that would come in a different part of the multi-part message, which then you would refer to in the first part. But that's, you know, something optional.
Okay, well, so we've got these two different deep links back, and we tried the first one by just running it on the computer. It used the OneNote protocol activation scheme, so it knew to open OneNote on my machine. But now we're going to go do the web link. And I'm expecting this to open OneNote on the web.
Yep, exactly.
So I could actually send, I could programmatically create a page, and then because I get that web link back, I could take that web link and I could send that to my mom or somebody.
Yeah, well, to share it with somebody, you would have to have the notebook shared in the first place.
Oh, I see.
But you know, in general, the create and then view pattern is pretty common amongst people who use our API. So for example, you know, Office Lens, whenever the upload to OneNote is complete, they, the link turns into a view in OneNote link, which then if you tap it, it would open that page in OneNote.
Okay, so in other words, if my scenario is that I want to be able to create something, drop it into my OneNote notebook, and then I want to show it to my mom, Do I need to create a share, or are you saying there's a way to kind of make it a publicly available?
So if you and your mom has a shared notebook, and then your page was created in that shared notebook,
then it would just work. But what if she didn't? What if we didn't?
Then you would have to share that notebook first.
And can I do that through the API?
So right now we don't have those APIs yet, but we're actually working on it this month.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, we're starting to spec it this month.
And what's the granularity? I've actually always wondered this. What's the granularity of my ability to share in notebooks? I know that I can share the whole file.
Yep.
Can I share individual pieces of
it? It's right now you're limited to sharing the entire notebook.
Okay.
We don't have page level sharing or session level sharing.
So you just need to consider that in your organization scheme such that you create maybe a separate notebook for each of the different scenarios.
That's right.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're out of time for the day, but this has been a really good taste of what's possible. I think any developer can look at pages like this and say, wow, yeah, the scenarios are pretty broad. I could do a lot with this. And I'm sure for a lot of you, your imaginations are running wild with the types of things that you could create with this. So
I think with the APIs, there are a lot of opportunities to build any sort of apps that help people remember things in general, because you know, you don't need to necessarily think of OneNote as a constrained notebook. Anything that helps people remember stuff, like be their second brain, is really game.
Yeah, or first brain, like in my case. Well, that's great. Are there any links that you want to share or point people to that I can put on the screen for them?
So definitely OneNote.com. That's the place where you find out everything, all the clients, download all the clients from OneNote, get all the featured apps. Dev.onenote.com is our dev center. Later this week, we'll actually be launching a refresh of the dev center with new interactive documentation. So definitely check us out. Beyond that, we also have samples on GitHub covering a variety of languages and platforms, like things from Ruby, Node.js, PHP, C Sharp, whatnot, Objective-C and Android as well.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the chat today. I think it's been really fun. I know I'm personally excited about apps, being able to create some apps for it.
Great. Thanks for having me on the show, Jerry.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for joining us on Code Chat. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Have you made any of your own apps?